everybody. This is Doug Herbert with the Sorry Gaming Network.
And this is Jake Mims, as always.
And back with our podcast. If you'll notice, we have James Donahue missing tonight. He had two beers too many, and he couldn't make it out.
That, when we say two beers to me, we mean that...
Literally two beers.
Literally had only two beers. So it's just going to be us two, you know, holding it down like we always do. We've got Reggie the cat tearing stuff up, and we've got...
He's actually attacking my Christmas tree right now.
Yep, and so let's talk about what's been going since this past week. What have you been up to?
There's really not been a whole lot. Just kind of work.
Been playing anything new?
Just been working on Dishonored. I finally sat down with it.
How do you like it so far?
Loving it. Yeah, I think I'm about 3 hours into it.
It's a good game. Where are you at right now?
I can't give anything away. I'll just say that I took care of Overseer Campbell.
Okay, so. Awesome. Yeah, that's such a good game, isn't it?
It's a really good game.
Yeah. So, as we talked about last week, we have a new game that came out that we're going to showcase here a little bit with a little Fraps video that we're going to make called Mega Man Cross Street Fighter. Yeah, what can you tell us about that real quick?
Nothing? Okay. Because, it involves Mega Man and Street Fighter.
Basically,
that's all that matters.
Well, I played just a little bit of it, and we're about to go into it a little bit more here with this video that we're going to make. But basically, it feels just like an old school classic Super Nintendo, or not even Super Nintendo, like a classic regular Nintendo Mega Man game. And each level, you're taking on a Street Fighter character as the final boss. And I shit you not, it's like... It feels like a true, straight-up Mega Man game.
Did you ever play the more recent Mega Man games? Like, what number entries are there? Was it 7 and 8?
The layer ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were actually released in 8-bit format.
So. Yeah. I haven't... Well, are you talking about the ones that came out eventually, like, later on, like, almost like in Super Nintendo and stuff?
No. Like, did you ever play, like, the downloadable 8-bit ones? Like, it was direct sequels... It was 9 and 10.
Oh, okay. 10. No, I didn't get to play those.
They were pretty good.
I got a chance to. I mean, I loved the older ones. So, I mean, I was almost afraid because sometimes those Mega Man games are a little bit too hard, but they really strike a good balance.
They're pretty difficult.
Yeah, I like it. I mean,
I've always been a big fan of the Legend series.
Yeah, I mean, I always like the Mega Man X series, but I mean, the original ones are also probably my second favorite series of all time. But let's see. What else was I going to talk about? Let me see. Oh, so you think we should talk about what happened this past week with the whole Fox News and...
Oh, with the school shooting. Which, by the way, that was a terrible thing that happened. But I think what Jake's really trying to get out here is, once again, you know, you're having video games being blamed for senseless violence, which clearly is not the case, and I'll let you take the lead on that.
Yeah, I posted a video up recently on Facebook that I recorded directly from my iPhone on TV of where I was just happened to be watching Fox News, and they had this guy just straight up and down just slandering video games and just blaming them for, like, this is the reason why this shooting took place and all this nonsense.
Which, I mean, yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's nonsense, and they always look for something else to blame rather than the person that actually did the crime.
Right, and do you remember the guy's last name, the shooter, is like Lanza or something?
You know,
like
I didn't really pay too much attention to it.
Okay, well, here, the reason why I bring that up is because Fox News, or someone, I think it was Fox News, if I'm wrong, correct me, but someone actually like pulled up his brother's Facebook page, not the shooter, but the shooter's brother.
Right.
And the, you know, assumption that this was the shooter. They got the wrong brother. They got the shooter's brother and said, oh, look, he likes Mass Effect.
Oh, God.
And they immediately started slandering Mass Effect.
I mean, why would you even, like, come on. I mean, like, what would Mass Effect even have to do with a shooting like that?
They started attacking the official Mass Effect Facebook page and saying that, like, all this crazy shit on there. And BioWare had to, like, delete all these posts and stuff because they're like, what are y'all talking about? This is crazy. So, yeah, basically Fox News or someone, I think it was Fox News, like, pulled up the information on... the supposed shooter, which turned out to really be the shooter's brother,
yeah.
and he happened to like Mass Effect, which I don't know if he knows or not, but there's actually a mission in Mass Effect 3, I think, or 2, one or the other, where you actually, one of the side quests is to save a space shuttle that's captured by terrorists that has children in there. So you're doing the exact opposite of what happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's just ridiculous.
Which this isn't like the first controversy that Mass Effect has seen, like the whole
the first time ever. Only and it's only because of a mistake. But the thing is, you know, I told you I went to church the other day, and this guy I was talking. And this is a Baptist church, so you got you already know it's a little bit conservative. Yeah. I mean, so I went there and. Like, I always shake hands with this one guy every single Sunday. And we're always on great terms. He's always super friendly, always nice guy. And so this past Sunday, you know, I get up to shake his hand like we always do. And I was like, man, what do you think about that news that happened with the shooting? Because the pastor just talked about it, mentioned it briefly. So he's like, man, I'm telling you what, you know, this world's just going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, I can't believe, you know, to be told, I'm not even surprised it happened, he said. He was like, I mean, with all these, you got to think about it, with all these violent video games and everything out there, it's no wonder that this kid did that. I'm like, whoa. This is what I told him, Doug. I told him straight up, listen, let me tell you something. You can blame violent video games for this. I looked at him dead in the eye and said, I play violent video games. And I'm not going out and shooting people right and left. I mean, this is a little side note, but because I play Call of Duty and stuff like that, my dad actually, apparently my stepmom, and my dad legitimately thought at one point that I was going to be like a serial killer one day and go grow up and kill everybody.
I think every parent went through that phase too. You know, I remember my mom being like, well, you can't watch this and you can't play that.
No, but this was like when I was like 19 or 20.
Oh, no, that's 21. What I'm saying. I was like 17 or 18 and I was...
Yeah, it's like, I mean, my stepmom was legitimately afraid to sleep at night in the same house with me because she thought I was legitimately going to kill her in her sleep.
Because we were playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, so... God, I hate it so much because, I mean, obviously, okay, you know, all the obvious things besides, you know, yeah, okay, it's a terrible tragedy, and it's probably the worst tragedy we've seen yet, you know?
It's
pretty
terrible. You have to be a pretty fucked up individual.
I can't even look at the names and, like, look at all these posts.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You know,
on
Facebook, people put these pictures up of, like, oh, this teacher that, you know, barricaded the door. I can't look at this stuff. I mean, it's not that I don't want to pay homage to the, you know, the teachers.
No, I mean, I think we should pay homage, but, man, like, it's almost like they're glorifying it.
I can't.
And I hate it.
I cannot handle it. I mean, someone apparently made, like, a bunch of little miniature angels and used them as Christmas ornaments, and each one had a kid's name on their Christmas tree. I can't, like, that is glorifying. I can't handle that shit. Yeah. I'm sorry,
it's
but.
It's weird.
I mean, it
but
is.
The blame video games for that, that's ignorance. And get educated before you start blaming things or pointing fingers. It's not just video games. It's music. It's movies.
It's a combination of things. It's a combination of violence and TV, movies, and plus just upbringing, you know, parenting and just having a stable home to live in.
Which I'm pretty sure the guy that did this was probably some spoiled little shit who just got told no one day and flipped out.
Apparently he was one of those loners, quote-unquote, and like he just, you know, was misunderstood, blah, blah. No, fuck that
shit.
Yeah,
that says that he's an asshole.
No, you know what? He took if he thinks he's a loner, if he thinks no one like, fuck him, you know what? Because apparently he thinks high enough of himself to fucking take the lives of those kids in his hands. And he decided that he had the authority to decide who lives and who dies in that fucking school. I'm sorry. I can't fucking handle that shit. Fuck this guy. I hope he's fucking burning in hell.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, fuck anyone that can possibly think, oh, well, I'm going to top that. I'm going to burn down the church and kill all the people. Or whatever's going to happen next. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's so fucking retarded.
You ever seen the movie Natural Born Killers?
No, I haven't.
Well, you can check it out one day. It's kind of like how it explains how America kind of makes celebrities out of killers.
Yeah, we really do. I mean,
you do.
The news, the media does. And, I mean, honestly... Since, you know, the Batman shooting, everyone knew what that guy looked like with his crazy dyed hair and everything. Everyone, I don't know if everyone remembers his names. I can't remember his name too well, but everybody remembers his face. I don't think people are exactly remembering this guy's face quite as much as the last guy.
I haven't paid too much attention to it, and I just kind of stayed away from it.
Honestly, I think that's the way to go. I think, honestly, it's almost like if you just ignore
it. It's a shame, you know, you definitely want to pay your respects to the loss, but to dwell on it or to even, like, you know, make them, like, and make, like, a daily memorial about it. You know, you're just reliving it every day.
You really are. I mean, you got to realize, okay, I get it. These families, they're going to have a tough Christmas for the next,
oh, God, like, yeah. Ever. I mean, that's what you should truly feel sorry for.
And just, I mean, let them rest in peace, you know? It's fucked up, but, I mean, I'll say at this point, you know, there's no reason to keep dragging this on. It's, these families are going through the toughest part of their lives right now that they'll ever go through. And, you know, there's no reason anybody should feel like they have the right to make a Facebook dedication.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, I think, like, if I were in that situation and I had lost a child and I see everybody making a Facebook page or a post about it, or, you know, it's kind of like the thing that you the thing that you hate, which I think a bulk of people probably hate, you know, like, if you love Jesus,
God,
like,
that goes scroll back to what I was talking
and like,
about.
And I guarantee you this is going to turn into.
You remember,
also.
You remember I told you about that? Like, yeah, how, yeah. I'm tired of Facebook.
And I think if I had lost a child and somebody's made something like that, I would personally go and kick their teeth down their fucking throat.
I mean, it's so, I'm so sick of seeing that kind of shit on Facebook.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where, look at this baby who's got, you know, terminal cancer. Like equals 100 prayers. Comment equals 1,000 prayers. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Do you think really God's, like, up there on his iPad on Facebook?
He's gauging like, yeah. the prayers by how many likes and everything.
He's like, man, this is way easier. I got an app to handle all the prayers now.
Fuck. Yeah, so. I mean, this is like, whatever. People are stupid. I'm about done with Facebook and altogether and social networking.
Let's get out of this deep discussion and move on to something more game-related, but yeah. We had to rant there for a little bit.
Yeah, people, we had to get that out because, I mean, yeah. We felt like it deserved at least that, but, you know, nothing much more because, again, for obvious reasons. But so, anyways, yeah, so in a little bit, we're going to do a little bit of Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
I think we also have Demon Souls and.
We're thinking about playing Demon Souls.
More or less watching Jake play Demon Souls.
Yeah, because everyone knows I've got a really short temper, and I'm one of these people that loses their shit. I've agreed to have a mic hooked up to where you can hear my reaction to everything as I'm playing through in real time. And I'm going to try to keep my cool, but God knows I am probably going to lose my shit and start screaming.
This will probably be like the first video on the Southern Gaming Network in a little while.
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited about this. I think it's a good step up, yep. You know. I feel like, honestly, we've started to really get a good handle on podcasting. I mean, there's a few things we need to work on that we, you know, a little bit more technology we can put into it, but I think we're ready to start doing other things with it. And, real quickly, while I say this, if there's anyone out there that also would like to maybe participate, maybe add their own videos
or
podcasts or
articles, anything, when we get the website going.
You know, just message us on Facebook or call us if you got our phone numbers or let us know because we definitely want to make this thing grow. We're getting more and more views every day with our podcast, and I think we're getting more and more people joining our group every day as well.
I think we're 101 people in our Facebook group now. I think we started out like 5. Whenever we did the pod. Well, with the podcast, I think it started out like 80 something.
So we're definitely catching people's attention, and you know, just the biggest thing is just to get the word out there.
Which we called Did you know that magazine's actually following us on Twitter now?
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it's interesting.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's see.
Moving on up.
But I think we're going to try to start doing maybe some of these replay videos or something like that. If you have anything you would like us to play, anything that you want us to talk about, let us know. Just put a comment in. You know.
And if you do catch me kind of uploading a video and like kind of obvious with Gears of War and the Resident Evil videos, if you watch those, I tend not to finish them. And I think I said that in my most recent video, which was a while ago now. Just bear with me. I can't stay committed because I usually work. So
usually what I'm
going to do, I'm just going to upload a video to entertain myself as well as you.
Yeah, well, those are really long games. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to sit there.
I'm not going to play through them all. I can't do that.
But, I mean, you know, maybe we can, like,
kudos
show clips.
To the people that do, but
we can show clips of us, you know, in our initial reactions when we first start playing
games
a game or something.
Like or whatever.
Exactly. But, so, yeah, I mean, is there really much left
There's
to
really
say?
Not a whole lot of topics this week.
It's kind of a dry...
It's a dry week.
Yeah.
We got Christmas coming up, and what's on your Christmas wish list?
Oh, man. Lots of games. Need for Speed Most Wanted. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, because I still haven't played that yet. Let's see. What else? There's a few other games.
Far Cry 3.
Oh, God. I haven't told Leanne about that yet, but Far Cry 3 will be a good game. I'm just not entirely sure if I'm sold on buying it or not. You know,
I think after Christmas, I'm probably going to buy it.
Yeah.
I really want to pick up The Walking Dead since it released on the...
Yeah, oh, that's something I meant to tell you. Did you iOS see my message?
Has the first episode for free.
Free. And you can, if you like it, you can download the other four, I think, for like $15.
Yeah.
And normally, they're $5 an episode.
I thought it was pretty cool. In case you don't know, Xbox and PS3, they just released theirs on, or released The Walking Dead on a disc format for $30, and that's a pretty good price, and I think it comes with bonus content, too.
Well, that's just the games, but I think if you want to, you get some bonus content, but you also have a special edition that comes, it's like the compendium edition that comes with like a whole copy of all the comics, I think, as well. It's a lot
more. How much is it?
I want to say it's under $100, but I can't really tell for sure. If it's under
$100, I might have to pick that up.
I'll have to look it up, but I mean, it's like a big box set. You know, it's a serious business kind of special edition. So, yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about getting into that game for the first time, I would pick that up.
And which, by the way, that's probably a game that I probably would sit down and do a playthrough on and probably upload it, so look for that.
And the thing is, that's the kind of game that it's only like 5 hours, four hours an episode.
Yeah. So...
it's perfect. I love it. I mean, VGAs gave it, you know, Game of the Year. I don't know if it's Game of the Year.
Yeah.
But according to them, it is. And I think that's why it's free now on iOS.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, hey, look at us. It's in the very top. Yeah. But I think that's pretty much it as far as topics. We're only just over, like, 16 minutes here.
Yeah. Mobile gaming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have quite a few new mobile games we want to talk about.
So we just talked about... Go
ahead and talk about
it. I'll go ahead and start talking about what I've been playing. We should probably start doing a mobile gaming section, I think. So like I just said, you know, The Walking Dead is free now for the first episode. I've been telling everybody about this because it's not going to be free forever. Like they've said, that's for a limited time only. So if you want to play it and try it out, you need to go ahead and download it now. There's literally no reason why you shouldn't do it. It's a matter of like three button presses on your phone. So download that immediately. It's on all iOS. I don't know if it's on Android for free yet, but definitely free on iOS. And the next game that I've been playing, this one came up. I saw it on one of my news feeds mentioned briefly. It's made by Double Fine, you know, whatever his name is.
Tim
Schafer's, Double Fine Company. It's called Middle Manager of Justice. And it's one of those games that's like a resource sort of management, like a time resource management kind of game where you have to delegate a bunch of tasks and everything to a bunch of your people. In this case, they're employees. And the employees happen to be a superhero. You take the role of a he looks like a typical average everyday man that is going to be the middle manager of this new, it's like a corporate justice league or something like that. I swear to you, I'm not making this shit up. And he's
Captain America, you have not met your quota.
He's just hired into the company, and his first task is to start hiring hiring superheroes. And you can go through the superheroes, they've all got like cool little, you know, backstories. Like, for example, there's one character, his name is Sweet Justice, and he looks like this kind of like overweight superhero, and his backstory is that he was a cosplayer who like somehow like got magical powers from this costume he found they started wearing, and now he fights for justice and everything. So you can hire him on, and there's plenty of others. There's like the Masked Mummy, for example, who's another hero, and there's Captain Premium, for example. I mean, there's all kinds of like stupid ass heroes. But so as they, as you hire heroes, you train them, you can increase their health, they have attack, they've got, intelligence, they've got stats, like an RPG almost. You can equip them with an item to boost one of those traits, and you can, like, actually even train them to learn new, like, superpowers and stuff like that. It's kind of pretty in-depth as far as that goes, and as you progress, you can do research. You can task some of your superheroes to focus on researching more technology, like more items, more equipment to use. And you can also just basically have them do whatever you want. You can make them
Sounds like XCOM.
You can make them work on like a sales floor to like just make money for you, for example, so you can buy more stuff. Or you can like have them sit on a couch to like just take a break. Which is another thing, because like they even have like a whole morality thing. Like you can be like a corrupt middle manager and just work your superheroes to death to where you're just putting them out to fight crimes over and over and over again. And you can just make them like work at a desk over and over and just keep busting their ass. But as you do that, they get unhappier and unhappier until where eventually they won't even listen to you. And they just like won't even like, they won't even be like at supreme functionality. If you know what I mean? Like they won't perform as well as they should. And it's just a funny fucking game. I mean, it's lighthearted. You can't take it serious. It's addictive as hell and it's free.
I'd say if you're looking for like a good game to get in a good mood for, Double Fine's usually the developer to go to.
Yeah, and it's such a new game. Like I haven't heard anyone else really mention it. It just kind of came out this past couple of weeks, and I just found it. It's really good. I mean, you can pay money in it. They have in-app purchases, but you can really just play the whole game without having to worry about.
Yeah, I actually saw it on the Android market too, so I'm gonna have to download it.
It's really good. It's addictive as hell. You'll sit there and like you'll realize that hours are going by and you're playing this game.
Yeah.
But that's my take on mobile gaming this week.
You don't have anything else?
Don't have anything else. I mean, basically you're fighting crimes and criminals and there's all bosses and it's got a lot of RPG elements and a lot of time management elements. So it's really good. I like it.
I'm still going through my mobile addiction right now. And especially with work, that's the only time I really get the game is on my hour and a half sometimes.
That's all you need.
Yeah, so games I've been downloading, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about my favorite one right now. It's called Rico.
Okay.
R-I-C-O, if you see it in the mobile market. It's an 8-bit game, and it has an amazing soundtrack to it, and kind of has like a deep storyline. Essentially, like it's a brother who is named Unnamed, and the other brother is named Rico, and the two brothers fight for all eternity, and that's what keeps the world balanced until one defeats the other, and it throws the world off balance, and you're the one that gets defeated. And so you have to collect all these coins to be strong enough to defeat your brother. And the game is, like, absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if it's on iOS.
I'm looking for it. I don't see it here.
Nope. An amazing game, and soundtrack's really awesome. So if you're in those kind of, like, offbeat 8-bit games, definitely check out Rico.
Yeah, I don't see it on the iOS, so I'm assuming it must be Android market only.
Android market only, then. It's a cool little indie game. It has really high reviews, really high ratings, but a lot of people don't really know too much about it. I think on its actual page, it only has about 2,000 views.
Really?
So, yeah. Another good game I've been playing, it has beautiful visuals, called Radiant Defense. It's just a tower defense game. It has a lot of humor to it. It's really quirky.
I love tower defense games.
Oh, I love them.
How do you spell that? Radiant, R-A-D-I-A-N-T?
Yep.
I think it's already being pulled up here. Hang on a second here.
Radiant Defense.
Let me see.
It's a quirky, comical little tower defense game where you're trying to fight off an alien.
Yep, I got it.
There you go.
Wow, yeah. That's a really colorful game.
It is.
I see, like, right here on the front screen here, it looks like the tile screen, it's, like, all rainbow colors, huh?
Yep.
Like, every little creature, whatever, looks like they're a different element or something, but...
Yeah, definitely download it. The visuals are gorgeous.
It's free, too.
It is free.
I'm a big fan of free. I like that, so...
That's right.
I want you to look at my iPhone. I've, like, filled up, like, Dead Trigger.
I think I have, like, three pages.
I'm starting to fill up now with all these games you recommend.
Yeah. I'm going crazy with it. What's another one? League of Evil. That's a really cool one. I'm not sure if that's on iOS either.
I'll do a little research here.
And that's kind of like, if you guys have ever played a game like a Bobo's Big Adventure, it reminds me a lot of that. And it's just like this really comical game about this super overpowered character.
Is this it right here?
Yep.
Is it free on yours?
There's a light version.
Oh, there it is.
There you go. The only downside to it is I kind of noticed a few crashes with it, and hopefully they'll fix that with a patch.
Now, it says I've got League of Evil 2 on here. Let's see, that's light. Oh, there's the original one. Okay.
But a really cool little game.
There's a sequel, did you know that?
I didn't know that, so I'll have to look that up. It's also 8-bit, quirky visuals, really, really funny story. Like I said, like you're like the super badass character who runs through the jungle, runs through like all these samurai worlds. And
wow, I see him now. Yeah, I'm looking at these screens.
Yeah. And another cool little 8-bit soundtrack. And a game that you recommended that I finally started playing is Plague Inc.
What do you think about that?
It's awesome. Yeah, it's kind of like...
I mean, it's 99 cents, but it's a damn good game.
Yeah, it's kind of like this... I don't know. Like, it just kind of reminds me of like SimCity in a weird way, but like with viruses and...
Killing people. Yeah, so you got to be sneaky, or you can just
awesome.
Go all out.
Like, I think like I had West Africa like infected completely.
Oh, you know the best country to infect is at first?
What's that?
if you want to spread it fast, infect Saudi Arabia. No, really? Yeah, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but they've got airports and sea harbors, and like they just have a lot of people clustered together. That game is amazing. I actually beat every single mode on that game with every single virus.
Or
every
single plague. I need to keep playing that a little bit.
If you beat everything on Brutal, like all the different plagues on Brutal, you get the Nurax worm, which is like a mind control worm thing, and it plays totally different, has different abilities from all the other plagues. And they're getting ready to come out with a new update that's going to like unleash some kind of zombie plague or something that's going to have like a whole new different kind of like, you know, attributes from the other regular normal plagues as well. But the only way you unlock those, you can unlock them by paying like $1 or $2, but or you can actually just play through everything on Brutal, which it can be a pain in the ass. And you can do it that way too and unlock it for free. It's awesome though.
Plague Inc. Definitely check that out. And Plague Inc. There's actually a free version on my phone. I don't know if there's.
There could have been a free version. I didn't really look for it.
I got a free version. Which so far so good. I haven't had any problems with it. But I guess it was probably like the big heavy hitters for my mobile gaming here lately.
Yeah, I mean those are all really good games. I'm just double checking to see. I don't see a free version on my phone, on the iOS, so I guess iOS you kind of have to pay for it, and then if you get it on Android, there's like a light version. I'm sure it's got like advertising or something, though.
Yeah, there's actually like a little advertising bar at the bottom.
All right, well, not too bad. So I guess that's about it, right?
I think that's about it. It's a short show tonight, guys. Not an hour and 20 minutes. I think we finally talked ourselves out.
So. Well, we just don't have a lot to talk about. Yeah, plus, we're getting ready to play.
It's a dry week, and we're getting ready to play.
Getting ready to play some more games to actually upload to our YouTube channel and to the page and everything.
Definitely keep an eye out for that, and you will see it on the Facebook page.
Again, like us on Facebook. Join our Facebook group. It's completely free. Look for us on Twitter at Sorry Gaming. Let's see. Did I get everything?
YouTube.
Oh, yep. YouTube.com/
Sorry Gaming Network.
Sorry Gaming Network. And
as always, this is Doug Herbert signing off.
And this is Jake Bims.
Stay sorry.
And keep gaming.